For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras. Jasmine, what do we have cooking today?
Well, today we've got a lot of reinterpretations and translations and reformulations of old songs.
I notice you're not saying covers.
They're not cover songs, and we'll talk more about the difference later. They're reinterpretations.
Interesting. Well, let's get going. Let's start us off.
I thought you'd never ask.
Nice. I didn't see that one coming.
I love this stuff. I know some people think it's just really cheesy and whatever. I love when groups take a totally different genre of music and they just make it their own. They translate it. I mean, they're not only just doing it in merengue style, they're also translating the lyrics, you know? They're just saying like, oh, I was at this party and I was drinking these drinks.
I think we should say who this is.
Well, this is Tropical Forever, and obviously they're reinterpreting the heavy metal iconic band Metallica and their classic Enter Sandman. But Tropical Forever, and that's tropical with a K, is a Mexican band, and they just do some amazing versions of songs. I mean, they have Gloria in ranchero style.
Oh my gosh.
They have Smells Like Teen Spirit in a kind of like a polka.
Awesome.
I live for this stuff.
Coverland. I love that. We had not a cover. I'm sorry.
But do you see what the difference is?
Because big difference.
They're adapting it to their own genre, and they're even changing the lyrics,
right.
You know?
So like this stuff. I like to hear in different styles.
Pantalón Iceberg, $75. Abardar Mandini, $90. Cornilla Bros, $80.
And speaking of reinterpretations, here's Puerto Rican band Davila 666. They're an alt Latino favorite, and here they're doing El Teléfono.
I love their garage rock sound. I love how raunchy they sound, man, these guys.
Te estoy llamando coño por el celular. Do you recognize this, though?
No.
Okay, this is actually a cover of Hanging on the Telephone by The Nerves. It was actually featured on a tribute album. It's called Under the Covers Volume 2, a tribute to Paul Collins, Peter Case, and Jack Lee, which is The Nerves.
Huh. I love their garage band aesthetic. You know, it sounds like I've played with these guys at some point, you know, it's somewhere.
They're part Ronettes, part Ramones, because they have that kind of wall of sound, right, like girl group almost thing. They've been called the Puerto Rican answer to the Black Lips.
Huh, interesting.
I'm really glad that you're loving this garage rock sound, because I have another band that is all about that kind of noise rock. This is Chiquita y Chatarra from Oviedo, Spain.
Hit it.
Chiquita y Chatarra, again, from Oviedo, Spain. And Chiquita y Chatarra literally means tiny and trashy. You know, that's kind of like us.
I was going to say.
Tiny and trashy. I won't say who's
who. I'm the short one here. Okay, so what does that make you?
I'm the giraffe. Tiny and Trashy, or Chiquita y Chatarra, are Amelia Díaz Duarte and Patricia Álvarez Alonso. And this is their new album, Animal de Amor. When I first heard this song, it immediately reminded me of Little Peggy March's I Will Follow Him, that the beginning.
I don't know this song.
Are you going to make me sing it?
Yes.
I will follow him. Okay, stop. Okay, but actually, it's not a cover of that. It is, however, a remake of a 1982 French song by a woman named Karen Sherrill, Au Chéri Chéri.
Huh.
Have you heard that?
No, no.
For some reason, it rang a bell, and, you know, it's really interesting what's happening in Spain, because there's just this, like, huge garage rock revival scene we've talked about in the past.
Garage rock and punk. There's a lot of punk there.
Yeah, this reminds me a lot of another Spanish band we've heard, Claveles.
Uh-huh.
That kind of, like, punk rock, garage rock sound. It's very distinct from what's happening in Latin America, where there's kind of, like, a folk revival,
right,
almost.
Right. No, this is very, like, an emphasis on simple, like that bass line, you know. I'm not a bass player and I could play that bass line, you know, but it's insistent. It's like it's strong, it's steady, it's like a pulse, and it defines their sound. And, you know, sort of the vocals and a lot of reverb and stuff sort of sounded like a 60s girl group in a way, you know.
Dude, you know,
totally.
I,
it's
yeah.
Like it's like you mentioned the Ronettes earlier before. That's what it sounded like. Interesting combo.
When I heard that song, I feel like it belongs in like a John Waters film in which they're like wearing a handkerchief and like driving down the road with like a drag queen.
I didn't think that. I thought more of a guy in a motorcycle and a leather coat in the 50s.
Crybaby.
With his chick behind him hanging on for dear life. A big bouffant and a little bandana wrapped up and pink pedal pushers just driving down the road.
Did you have a bouffant?
Oh my, that was a little bit too many details, huh?
Yeah, did you have a bouffant in the 50s?
I was born in the 50s.
Oh, sorry.
I was born,
were you
with,
born
a
with a bouffant? Okay, let's mellow out. Let's play Los Campos Magnéticos.
fuiste a pasear. Estoy seguro que estaba sin nada mejor que hacer. Yo sigo besando mis manos, pensando en tu piel.
Okay, boy group harmonies, a xylophone, and a banjo.
This is Argentina's Los Campos Magnéticos, and yes, they are a band that reinterprets the magnetic fields, the famous group with Stephen Merritt. Now, this is really interesting because they talk a lot in interviews about what it means to reinterpret a song versus do a cover of a song.
Huh.
And what they say is that doing a cover of a song is, you know, as much as possible, get it exactly the same. And to reinterpret means to take the concept and the soul of the song and add new elements that they use, for example, a lot of, you know, like they use cajón peruano. How do you say that?
It's like a big plyboard box that you sit on and you hit with your hands. It's
which
like a
is
percussion
typical of
instrument.
Peru.
Yeah, a percussion instrument.
And they also adapt the lyrics a lot. Like instead of talking about the Lower East Side, they'll talk about some neighborhood in Buenos Aires.
Huh.
The original lyric for this song is, "I've been kissing my cigarette wishing it was you." And they sing, "Yo sigo besando mis manos pensando en tu piel." I keep kissing my hand thinking of your skin.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yo sigo besando el espejo, pensando en vos, pensando en vos, pensando en vos.
You know, when you mention the whole reinterpretation thing, it reminds me of, you know, using the same song, but, you know, bringing something different to it. It just, I keep thinking of Sale George's cover of David Bowie's Life on Mars.
I thought of that too.
Yeah, and how that kind of defines reinterpretation as opposed to cover.
The term they use is that they're translators. They're translating the music.
Why don't bands from this country, you know, bands in the United States sing in English? I've never heard anybody reinterpret Spanish songs.
Dude, you know I was thinking about that. Why is it kind of a one-way street? But yeah. I do have to say, I feel like it's starting to happen. I mean, think about some of the bands we've been featuring that are, you know, non-Latino bands
right.
that are doing Latin music.
Like Mariachi El Bronx.
Mariachi El Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
Even Pistolera. Not right. all of the members are Latin.
Right.
So
yeah.
I think it's starting to happen.
I'd like to hear more. Speaking of hearing more, what's next?
Why don't we stay in Argentina? And why don't we listen to Los Jardines de Bruselas, or The Gardens of Brussels? Let's listen to that.
Okay, another song I don't know.
This is actually not a reinterpretation or cover, but it does definitely have a vibe. Our producer, Mike Katziff, says it reminds him of a very new wave 80s Brit pop, like the Soft Boys, he said.
Right.
This is the song Diamonds, and this is, again, from Argentina. This is Ezequiel de la Parra. He recorded all this at his house on his computer.
It's amazing what you can do now. And staying true to your vision, too, because then you don't have any outside influences. People say, no, maybe you shouldn't do this, maybe you shouldn't do that. I'm not feeling this one as much as the others.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Is it his voice?
No, it's not that. I don't feel it. You know, maybe the rhythm's too light.
This is my favorite song.
Of course it would be. You know, because some of the other stuff we play so far, you know, like the definitive bass line, you know, really strong presence. Maybe that's it. It's like there's not a strong presence on that song. It just sort of floats out there.
Well, it's very, like, relaxing and ethereal.
I don't want to relax. The other thing about the songs today, they're all short.
Right. They are. And I think they're taken from that, like, again, that garage rock punk aesthetic of, like, the 3-minute blast.
Get in, get out.
So I do have a little something from Mexico for you.
Órale, here we go.
Okay, let's listen to White Ninja and El Alfa. You look disoriented.
No, I'm trying to figure, okay, where would this be from? And I want to say from the border, because I can hear maybe some analog synthesizers or something. It's got a unique approach in the way they just chop off some of the music. They sonically chop off the beat. I don't know, where are they from?
From Monterrey,
Mexico. That was going to be my second choice. I swear.
Leo Mars is a visual artist who was born in Guadalajara, and then he moved to Monterrey. And this is White Ninja's new album, Sounds Like Cocoon Fever. What do you think of this music?
I like the way they've layered down all these synthesizers. So it's a retro approach to music, which I like. And just the whole bouncing, is kind of cool.
I hear so much, like, David Byrne.
Exactly.
And also kind of like Bowie, circa Young Americans.
Huh.
Or Elton John during, you know, Benny and the Jets.
Right, right.
Do you hear that?
A little bit. More David Byrne.
Especially the vocals.
Yeah.
I love that this guy has, like, such a great sense of humor. Like, one of the songs on the album is called Regrets Are Great. It's very sarcastic. But also, I don't know if we're going to be able to put the video for this song on it, because it's this really seemingly innocent workout video, which goes really well with the bouncing noises. But the way it's done is like, it's just very sexy. But it's just a workout video.
Best to leave workout videos alone on this show. Let's move on to the next song.
I want to finish the show today in Puerto Rico.
Pues yo pues compartía entonces con artistas negros que se estaban inventando una cosa que se llama hip hop, con los puertorriqueños que estaban haciendo su nota también, su poesía puertorriqueña en inglés, en Spanglish. Y entonces esa influencia pues hizo que yo hiciera algunas cosas que se parecen a lo que hoy le llaman, ¿verdad? El ¿cómo es que le dicen? El hop.
Ahí está el galán cantando la lamora de las rosas y el champán. Mujeres tintorreteadas de sudor, de sangre de pueblo. Las niñas maniquís vendiéndole la belleza, rompiéndole la cabeza al joven obrero para que el cívico líder de servicio sanitario coja el dólar donado por el rico acomodado. Viva la democracia del legislador pipón que roba en Asia, en África y Argentina. Asesino que no vacile en esconder la latona cara tras sonrisa descarada. Defensora de la libertad para robar, matar, ultrajar a pueblos trabajadores para hacer ascensores, no tener que andar. No me voy a caminar por calle bien poblada, ver al pueblo gimiendo, alimentar mi odio así, maní, maní, del manicero. Aquí está el compañero compartiendo la visión. Venga la revolución.
Boy, he went from singing to rapping.
First of all, I love the Puerto Rican accent. Me encanta. I melt. Me derrito. It's beautiful. This is Agujita y su combo. So, Agujita meaning like little needle, but it's kind of like a reference to the needle that goes on the record, right?
Right.
And this is called Redo Volume 2. And what it is a graffiti artist, Dr. Ogral, from Puerto Rico. And what this song is using is music from the Puerto Rican singer Roy Brown Ramirez, or Roy Brown.
Huh.
And Roy Brown was kind of like the Nueva Trova Boricua in the 70s. This is his song Descarga 51, or Descarga 51. And I mean, he's like up there with Silvio Rodriguez, you know, and in fact, he's written songs which were later recorded by Celia Cruz, Susana Vaca, Juan Manuel Serrat. This song, Descarga 51, is from the 1971 LP Basta Ya Revolución.
I'm thinking back to, you know, why I didn't like that other song, but more importantly, why I like this song, because the delivery of the lyric is just as percussive and like a counterpoint to the drum part. So there's more stuff going on here.
I found that it has a very like milonga, which is like a faster tango.
Uh-huh.
It has a very tango vibe to it, you know, like,
yeah.
You know?
Man, I like the way they put it all together.
Revolution. Revolution.
So that pretty much wraps up the show. You can hear the full versions of these songs on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
And as always, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Special thanks to our producers, Mike Katziff and Jessica Goldstein, and to our intern, Ann Hoffman. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino.
No, wait. I know listeners are going to hate me for this, but can we listen to one more Tropical Forever song?
Yes, please. Let's do it.
This is Gloria.